Mission Network News, 2-minute version for Wednesday, September 8, 2004, in 3, 2, 1. I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Topping the news today, thousands of Russians filled Red Square yesterday with anti-terror rallies as Beslan buries more dead. Russian Ministry's Anita Dynica says the sorrow is personal for two of their leaders in the Totiev family.
Between the two families, they had 8 children held hostage in the school. And we now know that 6 of those children have died. 1 is severely injured.
Russian Ministry's personal link to the tragedy led to the establishment of a terror relief fund. Dynica says it came about due to the amount of inquiries from American believers who wanted to help. Next, Gospel for Asia reports their missionary known as Besh has been freed by the Maoist rebel group that abducted him in Nepal in mid-August. His release is nothing short of miraculous since another worker taken around the same time was found murdered. GFA is asking for prayer support as Besh recovers from the experience. He does plan to continue evangelizing the unreached. Pray for the safety of the 365 pastors and missionaries and the 200 churches that they've planted. And Christians in certain places around the world are considered second-class citizens. For Christian women, they're treated even worse. That's why Open Doors USA is reaching out with a program they're calling Women of the Way. Open Doors' Jane Huckabee says as Christian leaders are arrested for their faith, the women struggle.
These women might as well be orphans themselves when their husbands are taken from them. What Open Doors does is we provide literacy training, we provide skills training, we provide ways for them to make a contribution to their families, to their communities, and to their churches.
You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. A free copy of the book, A Force in the Earth, by Dr. David Shibley of Global Advance, is available by calling 1-800-995-4828. It's a passionate plea for all Christians to mobilize to fulfill the Great Commission. You can also request it on our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.